ambush us too? My great-great-grandfather, he at Coombe Valley, he tell me.
In our fair city on such a lovely day. I must ask you, as good citizens of Ankh-Morpork, Pork.
Oh, yeah, you even know who your father is, do you?
That while you must certainly celebrate your proud ethnic folkways, to profit by the example of my fellow officers here, who have sunk their ancient differences.
I smash your head, you loathsome dwarfs.
For the greater benefit of,
I could take you with one hand tied behind my back.
The city, whose badge they are,
you get the opportunity. I tie both hands behind you back.
Proud and privileged to wear. It dawned on Carrot that hardly anyone was paying any attention to him. He turned. Lance Constable Cuddy was upside down because Lance Constable Detritus was trying to bounce him on the cobbles by his helmet. Although Lance Constable Cuddy was putting the position to good effect by gripping Lance Constable Detritus around the knee and trying to sink his teeth into Lance Constable Detritus's ankle. The opposing marchers watched in fascination.
"We should do something,"
said Angua from the guard's hiding place in the alley.
"Well," said Sergeant Colon slowly, "it's always very tricky, ethnic. Can put a foot wrong very easily,"
said Nobby.
"Very thin-skinned, your basic ethnic."
"Thin-skinned? They're trying to kill one another."
"It's, cultural," said Sergeant Colon miserably. "No sense in us trying to force our culture on them, is there? That's a speciesist."
Out in the street, Corporal Carrot had gone very red in the face.
"If he lays a finger on either of them, with all their friends watching," said Nobby, "the plan is we run away like hell."
Veins stood out on Carrot's mighty neck. He stuck his hands on his waist and bellowed,
"Lance Constable Detritus, salute!"
They'd spent hours trying to teach him. Detritus's brain took some time to latch onto an idea, but once it was there, it didn't fade away fast. He saluted. His hand was full of dwarf. So he saluted while holding Lance Constable Cuddy, swinging him up and over like a small angry club. The sound of their helmets meeting echoed off the buildings, and it was followed a moment later by the crash of them both hitting the ground. Carrot prodded them with the toe of his sandal. Then he turned and strode towards the dwarf marchers, shaking with anger. In the alleyway, Sergeant Colon started to suck the rim of his helmet out of terror.
"You've got weapons, haven't you?" snarled Carrot at 100 dwarfs. "Own up! If the dwarfs who've got weapons don't drop them right this minute, the entire parade, and I mean the entire parade, will be put in the cells. I'm serious about this."
The dwarfs in the front row took a step backwards. There was a desultory tinkle of metallic objects hitting the ground.
"All of them," said Carrot menacingly. "That includes you with the black beard trying to hide behind Mr. Hamslinger. I can see you, Mr. Strong in the Arm. Put it down. No one's amused."
"He's going to die, isn't he?" said Angua quietly.
"Funny that," said Nobby. "If we was to try it, we'd be little bits of mince. But it seems to work for him."
"Chrisma," said Sergeant Colon, who was having to lean on the wall.
"Do you mean charisma?" said Angua.
"Yeah, one of them things, yeah."
"How does he manage it?"
"Don't know," said Nobby. "Suppose he's an easy lad to like."
Carrot had turned on the trolls who were smirking at the dwarf's discomfiture.
"And as for you," he said, "I shall definitely be patrolling around Quarry Lane tonight, and I won't be seeing any trouble, will I?"
There was a shuffling of huge, oversized feet and a general muttering. Carrot cupped his hand to his ear.
"I couldn't quite hear," he said.
There was a louder mutter, a sort of toccata scored for 100 reluctant voices on the theme of, "Yes, Corporal Carrot."
"Right, now off you go and let's have no more of this nonsense, there's good chaps."
Carrot brushed the dust off his hands and smiled at everyone. The trolls looked puzzled. In theory, Carrot was a thin film of grease on the street, but somehow it just didn't seem to be happening. Angua said,
"He just called 100 trolls good chaps. Some of them are just down from the mountains. Some of them have got lichen on them."
"Smartest thing on a troll," said Sergeant Colon.
And then the world exploded.